Get up, out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Yes, good morning. It is Tim and Jess here live across central Queensland on Hit CQ. And Jess, I know it's just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m, but I've got a life hack for you.
Go on.
If you're ever lost, and I feel like you might have already been doing this in the past. If you're ever lost looking for like something, walking on the streets,
yeah,
and you realize you're walking the wrong way, instead of just turning around like a weirdo, say out loud, "Oh yeah," and then turn around so you don't look weird. Because then it looks like, for people around you, then it looks like then they're going, "Oh, she has something important
right.
that she needs to go that way."
Because
if you're just walking
back
and you go, da, 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 and then just do a U-turn, someone's like, "That person's a serial killer."
I've never considered other people when I just randomly turn around.
Say that again. I never consider other people.
How dare you?
You said it, mate. Anyway, Jess, we do need to consider a lot of people today because not only are we playing the pressure test, which people can win $1,000 with, thanks to the Bank of Queensland. But
some would say the greatest game on Australian radio, Tim.
No, they can't because legally they didn't pay for that. But you know what Focus Sports and Remedial Massage in Moranbah did pay for? The greatest ever Australian radio game, Clickbait. It is the final edition. It's a somber affair here at Hit CQ
it's
this
a
morning.
Celebration today, Timmy. Jeff, I'm very excited. I've are, never been more excited
yes,
for a clickbait in my life.
Because it is the celebrity edition. Local celebrity edition, asterisks.
Okay.
Very
I'm concerned
excited.
Who you're bringing into the studio because you
oh,
still
you
haven't
know.
Told me. And when I left this building yesterday, you hadn't had a celebrity locked in.
Look, my phone is sitting here waiting for double confirmation. I've got a half comp.
Oh, God,
and
Jim.
I'm waiting. But I've got backups, man. I've got backups for that because there's so many celebrities here. So don't you worry. Jess, coming up next, though, I want to talk about pets. And I know this might be a strange like counteract. Barbara Streisand.
Right.
Famous. She was in musicals, eh?
I think she did a bit more than musicals, but sure. She was in musicals.
Well, I'm not wrong. I'll try and tell you the combination after this one. What a good way to kick off your Wednesday morning.
Oh my
Jimmy,
God.
Eat Will, the middle. And it's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I want to talk to you about
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand, Jess. As you said before, she's yeah. more than just a singer. She's been in a movie, from what I'm aware of. Look, I'm not
movies.
A massive fan of Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
But I am a massive fan of dogs, Jess. And her two dogs that I want to talk to you about are Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. She's just done an interview with a magazine recently, and she was like, "Hey, can we call the segment like Star of the Clones?" And they're like, "Ha ha ha, sure." And it's because her two dogs that are only very young are clones of her dog that died in 2017. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, it's creepy.
Isn't that strange indeed? So she got like cells from the mouth and the stomach of her old dog as it was about to die.
Right.
And then she passed it on and like, I'm assuming they inseminated the dogs?
I don't know how cloning works. don't they do it in like a petri dish? Isn't that?
I assume so. Then they do that. And then so there's some cells in her two new dogs from their old dog, Miss Fanny.
Oh, God. Who let her name dogs, first of all?
Barbara Streisand.
I just think that, look, Barbara Streisand, as a dog owner, wouldn't that be fantastic?
I mean, I would like to clone my cat Chandler, but I just think that's kind of creepy at the same time.
Yeah, because, like, it depends on your dog. If your dog is a bad dog or you've got a bad cat, you probably don't want to be cloning it.
Like, yeah.
I've already got enough holes in my backyard as it is.
But the great thing about animals is they all have their own little personality, you know?
That's the thing. You want a different one.
Yeah, I don't think that you could clone that sort of aspect of
you
them, could you?
You can't recreate a personality, can
no,
you?
No, I don't know. Again, we're not scientists. I don't know how.
Speak for yourself. Dr. Tim over here.
I don't know how this cloning process works. Why did she do that?
Because she loved her first dog so much. She had it for like 14 years and she was like, I want a little bit of Miss Fanny and the rest of the dogs.
Oh, God.
So it's possible. You have to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
But it's possible.
I mean, or you just have to be some chick that did a movie once, according to you.
And some songs. Don't forget about the songs.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
And Jess, look, I know I've been talking about this all morning, but I do have a surprise for you, and I can guarantee already, it's not a good surprise.
Sure.
So, Jessica,
oh,
my friend, my
what
buddy.
What have I done now?
My pal. It's nothing you've done. It's something you haven't done. Have you noticed anything missing from your office, from your desk here in the studio, that's been missing in the last 24 hours.
I mean, I've never can find a pen in this building.
Well, no, I haven't taken a pen. I have taken something. It's something that we both fought long and hard to get.
Right.
Took us ages to get it. I'm talking of the infamous and now very limited edition block of caramel chocolate.
Oh, I was wondering where it's gone.
Yeah. I've got it. I've hidden it.
Why have you hidden it?
Because I'm
sick. Why do you get to know where it is?
Because you are just being useless with it. We're trying to upscale and you're like, can I eat it? Can I eat it?
Well,
and I don't... No. I don't trust you enough to go there and find a full block when we need it. So until you offer me something, I will not return the caramel block
the
of chocolate.
The caramel chocolate is our chocolate,
you
Tim.
You know that I don't eat chocolate that much, so I'm not going to eat it. You know that is a stone cold fact.
Right.
It's hidden somewhere here in the radio station. That's all I'm going to say. The people of the show deserve that block of chocolate. And you're walking around
if
the office...
If anyone wants to make us an offer, Tim, that's great. But no one's come forward and made an offer.
You
nothing of value.
Nothing of value. So, it's very limited edition, this caramel chocolate.
And so I suggested yesterday, if we're not going to get an offer, maybe I just eat it.
And that was when all the red flags in my mind started going. So now it is in a safe spot. And until either you or someone can offer us something for this block of caramel that is very limited edition. And as I found out last night, is no longer in production. So they're not making them anymore.
Okay, what if I gave you like $20 for it?
Absolutely, will not take that.
13,
12, 16, if you have any offer for our block of caramel chocolate, which definitely exists.
If we don't get an offer, do I get to eat it?
We have to offer something for me, for you to eat it.
But it's our block!
You're about to swear. 13, 12, 16. Oh, we're getting a call. Let's see what we can find.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Just before that song, I put the pressure on you, Jess, because I've stolen our block of caramel because you were threatening to eat it.
Well, and because no one's given us an offer worthy of the caramel, Tim, so why shouldn't we eat it?
Because it's not ours to eat. We got it for the people. It's time for the people to have their chocolate. And I have been asking on 13, 12, 16, what would you like to offer? Who have we got called up, Jess?
We've got Tish from Gladstone, I believe.
Tish from Gladstone. Would you like to offer us anything for our block of caramel chocolate?
Not really, but I think that you should just give it to Jess.
Thank you, Tish.
Tish, I think the sun will rise and the sun will set, but there's absolutely no way I'm giving it back without getting
anything
in return.
But you said you wanted to give it to the listeners, and the listeners have decided they deserve to put it in my mouth.
I would rather give it to Tish and she can throw it in the bin than
but
you eat
I'm
it.
Sharing, so sharing's caring. So
I like Tish.
The chocolate.
Tish is absolutely correct.
Absolutely.
I have to share with my children. all the time. So, you know, it's not nice. But didn't your mother ever teach you not to take things from other people that didn't belong
Tim.
To you?
Yeah, I was watching TV. I wasn't really listening. But thanks for your call, Tish. Thanks, buddy.
Tim, we just got a message from our boss, Matt Wex.
Hey, Wexy.
Wexdog said, I'm still owed a row of caramel. I vote eat it.
Absolutely. Absolutely will not be happening, Mr. Wex.
I'm with you, Wexy. It's a direct order from our boss, Tim. It has to happen.
I'd rather quit.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
And it is time for the final ever version of Clickbait.
Australia's greatest radio game.
Clickbait.
Thanks to Focus Sports and Remedial Massage Moranbah.
Local Celebrity Edition.
Wow. Local Celebrity Edition.
So not only are we wasting the time of everyone in Central Queensland.
Yes.
Is that paparazzi?
It's paparazzi.
But we're also dragging someone else that's very important into this
Australia's
building.
Greatest ever radio game, thanks to Focus Sports and Remedial Massage in Moranbah. And Jess, I'm very excited to welcome our celebrity. If we could bring him in, he is the Mayor of Gladstone, Matt Burnett. Thank you for coming
Welcome, Matt. Thank you. I'm so sorry Tim's wasting your time this morning with this garbage.
Sorry about that. That's celebrity. Hard up for celebrities. Sorry,
absolutely not. Now, Matt, are you aware of the game Clickbait? Do we need to quickly explain it all?
He's on it.
So what we're going to do, 13, 12, 16, the phones are already going.
Oh my God.
Clickbait, you will click. So in place of myself, you will be the guest celebrity clicker today.
Yes.
You and Jess will click. I will point to decide who is clicking first. Whoever can pick Matt as the clicker.
Oh, they're picking Matt as the clicker this week, not me.
And,
all right,
today, the prize is
100 Australian dollars plus a Tim and Jess branded mug.
Money in a mug. What a combination. Hashtag long live clickbait.
Yes, long live clickbait indeed.
Yeah, absolutely not bringing it back after this
Look,
week.
Let's not mess around. What we're going to do right now is get you to call 13, 12, 16 for your chance to play the final ever edition of Clickbait. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ with the man, Matt Burnett. We are finally playing the last ever version of
Australia's greatest ever
radio game.
Clickbait.
Thanks to Focus Sports and Remedial Massage Moranbah.
Local Celebrity Edition.
Yes, local celebrity, and that is, of course, joined by the Mayor of Gladstone, Matt Burnett, as our celebrity this morning.
I'm sure he has more important things to be doing than clicking, but I've never seen anyone more excited to play this game.
Oh, mate.
He's giving away the clicks,
Tim. He's giving away the clicks. Careful. We don't want them to know what your clicking sounds like. Essentially, the game, if you can pick, because normally it's between me and Jess, if you can pick the Mayor, Matt Burnett, as the clicker, then you win $100 cash, thanks to Focus Sports and Remedial Massage, and a Tim and Jess branded mug, which I've got in my hot little hands that I will wash. I promise. There was some beard hair in it. Jess, who have we got playing this morning?
We've got Nina from Yeppoon ready, locked and loaded, Tim.
All right, Nina from Yeppoon, how are you feeling about the game?
I am, because I actually have never played it, so it's great.
Is it N or N?
It's Nina. Nina.
Oh, Nina. Oh.
Sorry, yeah. Nina. Tim is really deaf.
Anyway.
He can't hear.
Now, Nina, you will be playing for a fantastic prize, but right now I have one question for you. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. No, I said, are you ready?
Well, get ready to listen to clicking.
All right, Nina, that was number one. Here is person number two. All right, now, Nina, you need to pick who you think was our guest celebrity edition, which is the Mayor of Gladstone, Matt Burnett. You need to guess out of one or two, which one was Matt?
I'm going to choose number two.
You're going to choose number two. Talk us through your thought process of picking number two.
It's a 50-50 chance. I can't go wrong.
All right. That is technically true.
Technically true, Tim.
This is your chance to, of course, play for
$100 Australian dollars plus a Tim and Jess branded mug.
Yes.
Money in a mug. What a combination. Hashtag long live clickbait.
Yes. And Nina, unfortunately, number two was Jess. Matt was number one. But you know what? We gotta give it to her. We can't not give it to her.
You're still letting her win.
We gotta give it to her. Guest celebrity edition. Nina, you've won it.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Yes.
We don't reward losers on this show, Tim.
Yes, Nina, congratulations. You are the winner of the final ever version of Clickbait. How are you feeling? Tell your family. Give a shout out.
I'm so excited to get that mug, guys.
Yeah. Buddy, we're going to get in touch with you. Yes. Mate, congratulations. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
No worries. Wow.
I'm so thankful, Matt, that this month of terrible radio is finally over.
Matt, what do you think of Clickbait?
It's fantastic. Bring it back.
Bring it back?
Matt!
Bring it back! You heard it first, the Mayor of Gladstone, Matt Burnett. Clickbait will return.
No, it won't.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I want to tell you about a bloke in Cairns.
Sure.
He was doing a vacate clean of his property. He'd been in the rental for about 5 years. And as he was cleaning out, thoroughly cleaning the place.
That's good. That's what you need to do.
Yep. Found $10,000 worth of diamonds.
Diamonds?
Diamonds?
That is a lot of cash. Were they his family's or?
Well, this is the thing. He thinks that it's the previous tenant, but he's not sure. All he can say is that they were tucked away, and the only reason he found them was because he was vacating the unit and he was really thoroughly cleaning it.
Yeah, because you don't want to get stung with an inspection fee afterwards. Yeah.
So it was a hidden stash, and, I mean, it's been there for at least 5 years, but it could have been there for a lot longer.
Well, who's to say it wasn't tenants from 3-4 tenants ago?
Well, absolutely.
Look, can relate. I'm not sure if you're listening right now and you're going, wow, that's so peculiar. But when I was 10 years old, school holidays, absolutely was not meant to go outside. The babysitter was there. And like we were inside the house and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Technically, under the house is inside the house. So I went under the house and I was just moving some stuff around. I was like, what's under the house? This is crazy adventure. And I moved some tiles and I found a Cantong jar. And I was like, what's this? And looked inside, $5,000 cash.
Mama's making Cantong indeed.
Yeah, it was from the previous owners and it was old Australian currency. So not current Australian currency. So yeah, it was worth more than $5,000. They'd kept it away for their son's 21st birthday.
Unbelievable.
At the time I found it, he was 35.
So wow,
it had really held on. And so we said, hey, is this yours? And they said yes. And then they gave me $500 and I bought a TV
with
it.
Wow. Best day. See, maybe this is what this guy's hoping to get, because he turned it into the police and said,
Rookie.
And I absolutely would have kept the diamonds.
Definitely.
Diamonds. The police aren't releasing what the diamonds look like.
No.
But they do. They are urging anyone that knows anything about them to come forward and collect them.
Well, surely
there's a lot of money.
Surely there'd be records of the former tenants, and they just go down the line.
I mean, do you think that they remember where they put it, or do you reckon they went, I've definitely lost these, and I'll never find them again?
Well, you never know. It's hard to tell.
13, 12, yeah. 16. What have you found while cleaning up?
Something of value, something. Like,
yeah, because I never clean, but if this is what is you're finding, I'm going to start cleaning today.
You could have diamonds in your house without realizing it.
And Tim, we're talking about what you found of value while you were cleaning up, because a bloke was doing a tenancy, a vacate clean.
Yep.
At the end of his 5-year tenancy, found $10,000 worth of diamonds.
Wow.
I don't know how you don't stumble across $10,000 worth of diamonds in 5 years, but
it's tricky.
I mean, maybe he cleaned a cupboard he'd never been in before.
Look, we've all done a clean before and found something that either we were excited about or we're not. I remember moving out of my home as a child. Turns out there was just like, what are they called? Rock melons? Rock melon that was just at the bottom of a cupboard.
Oh,
and it like, you went to touch it and my hand went through it.
Oh,
it was that rotten. So it's not on the level of diamonds.
Yeah. No, see, I've never found anything that valuable. Like, I found a KFC box under my seat once and I hadn't been to KFC in like over 2 months.
That's not good.
So I was too scared to look inside the box. Just threw it away.
Fair enough. We have had someone call through on 13, 12, 16. Michael from Rockhampton. Michael, did you find anything of value during the clean-out?
I found my mum's wedding ring that she'd lost 5 years earlier.
Amazing.
First of all,
yeah,
golden sun points.
Yeah.
second of all, do you keep it? Like, what do? Do you give it back to mum?
Well, the funny thing is, obviously, I gave it to mum, but she claimed it on insurance 5 years earlier.
What do you
do? The double wedding ring.
What do you do then? Do you call the insurance company and be like, hey, actually, found
no,
it.
You call the radio station and you tell them that you've done this.
No, she did the right thing. She rang up the insurance company and they're like, oh, well, it was that long ago that we don't really care. Just enjoy. Yeah. You win this one.
Wow. Unbelievable. I like to think that she pretended she didn't lose it in front of your dad. and all of a sudden she just has two wedding rings.
Thanks, Michael.
No worries, guys.
See you, buddy.
Maybe that's not what happened.
No.
Michael seemed a bit stunned by me.
Michael didn't want to be a part of that.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
22 days ago, we began the hunt for Keith Urban.
We did.
Turns out he's an elusive creature.
Well, the reason you want to get in touch with Keith Urban is because you want to force an apology from me to him.
I want to hear you, during an interview with Keith Urban, tell him how much you love his music now. Because for months, you've been saying that you do not like Keith Urban and you do not like his music.
I never have. Until Parallel Line came out, and that is a nice song.
It is a great song.
I've loved
his music for a long time. And
his new song, it's great.
We tried to get in touch with Keith
Don't Urban. We this. This has nothing to do with me. I don't care if we never get him.
So I got in touch with our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy.
Yes.
He suggested I get in touch with Angela Bishop.
Didn't know who that was.
Channel 10 reporter. Apparently really good friends with Nicole Kidman. If we can get to Angela, we can get to Nicole, we can get to Keith.
So what, we're bypassing?
I mean, we can chat to Nicole as well. I like her.
Man.
Big Little Lies is a great show.
Yeah.
but the goal is to get to Keith, Tim. So yes, we will bypass him.
All right.
Over the weekend,
I
got an email from a listener.
Ooh, Jessica.
And they said, hey, Jess, I see that you're looking for Keith Urban. I have his management's details.
Who's this person?
I don't disclose my sources, Tim. They want to remain anonymous.
They don't care.
But they sent through an email and I was like, okay, how reliable is this going to be? So I sent a very professional email.
Sure.
off to the management for Keith Urban, and his name is Daryl Bailey.
Of course, his name's Daryl. Country.
Here is the email I sent.
G'day, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl. My name is Jess. I'm one half of the Hit Breakfast Show at Hit CQ. I just wanted to get in touch with you because my co-host is a huge fan of Keith's.
Don't lie.
And we've been trying to get a hold of him to talk about his new music on the show. It would make my co-host so happy to chat to him. If we can organise this soon, we can work around his schedule as we know that Keith is a busy guy. Look forward to hearing from you soon, Jessica.
Sent.
Off it went.
Off it went.
24 hours later.
No.
I received an email yesterday afternoon.
You did not. I did. You did not receive an email yesterday afternoon.
Hi, Jess. Thanks for getting in touch. Keith was very generous with his time a couple of weeks ago, but we are not expecting any further time now until April or early May. I'll keep your request and get back in touch once a new window comes through and see if we can lock in a time with you, if that's okay. Mate, of course it's okay, Daryl.
That's not going to happen.
So, 22 days in, we're going to wait until April.
This is useless, mate.
No, it's not. No, it's not, because Daryl will come through. I believe in this. In the meantime, I'm still trying to get in touch with Angela. She is not returning my emails.
If you're listening right now, this is literally the verbal version of padding and filling time. It's like when you make a sandwich.
I've gotten so close. I've spoken to someone that has spoken to Keith.
Woo! That's nothing,
mate. We are so close. 22 days, you watch. It is going to happen. Mark my words.
I have zero faith in you as a human being. So can't wait to never chat to Keith Urban. It's Tim and Jess on Hits.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
In my opinion, I feel like the youth, I'd say 25 and below in Australia, potentially could have too much time on their hands.
Sure.
Whether it's central Queensland, whether it's anywhere in the country, I feel like people use excuses to go and do things that they think's funny. Like, haha. And look, I'm all for having a laugh, having a bit of fun. But sometimes I think, look, you might be taking this too far.
I've got cousins that are under 18. And the amount that they put on Snapchat of stuff, like, how do you have this much time to Snapchat?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, shouldn't you be at school?
Should you be in the moment? That's what I'm asking. And now this event that happened over the weekend, I'm pretty sure I talked to you about it because my friend thought it was funny to keep inviting me to it because...
You did. You did mention this.
And it was, I believe, called Let's Meet at Federation Square in Melbourne. Very popular place next to Flinders Street train station. Sorry, I got there. And let's all meet up and say wow like Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow. I'm good. And my friend kept inviting me, kept inviting me.
And you were like, it's not worth it.
Even if I lived in that city, I would absolutely not go.
Now, see, if I lived there, I would absolutely go. That's something I would waste my time on. No, you know it is.
You have too much time because I have a bit of audio of the gathering.
Oh, play it for me.
Of the Owen Wilson
wowers. Did it actually happen? Wow.
That is 15 seconds of a 3-minute video.
I thought
video.
It was just like they were all going to gather and it's say like 3, 2, 1, wow.
And then move on with their life.
Yeah, but no, that's they stood around for, I mean, I suppose if you'd make it all the way into the city, you want to make it worth your while.
You want to get a couple of whales out there. But I just think, like, serious. Look, that's funny. I get it.
Yeah.
Surely there's something, but this is why we don't develop cures for diseases. Because the people that could be learning these things are going, I'm going to skip my lecture today to go to Melbourne Silk Square and do all of this
stuff. Let's be real. Anyone that wastes their time walking into a town square to say, wow, isn't going to cure cancer, Timmy.
Yeah, well, that's most tourists. So if you're here on a visit, unfortunately, you're not going to cure cancer.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
We're joined in the studio now by one of our favourite people here in central Queensland.
Yes.
Sergeant Wayne Butcher.
Mostly a favourite because I assume we can get away with anything and you'll just let us slide.
Yeah, and I've got a gun.
Exactly. That's a great point. That's good. We are excited to get Butch in here to join us. And he's going to be joining us every single month because, Jess, we've come up with a new segment because for people like you, this is a perfect way to start getting around some of these laws that are a bit confusing.
Yeah, look, I don't like to follow rules, Butch man.
Yeah, I know. It seems that that's sort of an occurring theme that every time we come in here, you are not a rule.
There are some laws that are in effect that people don't know about because they're not often acted upon.
Yeah, there's some pretty strange rules and laws that are in Queensland Police at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
a lot have been antiquated, which is really good because some of them were very bad and didn't really attest to what our local community is at the moment. So a lot of them are gone by the wayside, but it's very interesting to go. So over this year, we'll go over a few of them, but. Let's go with the first one.
So something you can be fined for, Tim, that I wasn't aware of, is obviously no people, but no animals can be on your lap while you're driving. Now, I guarantee there are people across central Queensland that have had a puppy or a cat or some sort of other animal, perhaps, on their lap as they've been driving.
No, so now, Butch, I feel that this is as obvious that it's illegal as driving with a gun out the window, shooting into the sky, celebrating your birthday. I feel like that's an obvious one.
Yeah, but people think that pets are, as you said earlier, that they're more important than their kids. So you would think that they would have them restrained.
What is the fine for this?
That's $45 to start with. That's the early one. It's not too bad.
Come on, up it.
That's just making me want to do it now.
Go on, try me.
$45.
$45. And then does it go up from there?
Not at this stage, no. Okay. But it's a serious offence because if you're driving down the highway and your pet for some reason freaks out and you're concerned about them, it's really hard.
In my personal opinion, I feel like a cat or a dog would be more distracting than a mobile phone. So why isn't the fine probably a bit more than a mobile phone?
You think so. And you're looking at dangerous operation of motor vehicle if you're swerving off the wrong side of the road, creating offences. Due care and attention type court, they're all going to court offences.
Police words.
But obviously, the basic fine is just for us driving past at the set of lights and you got your Doberman sitting on your lap.
Yeah, exactly.
Does that happen? Have you pulled people over for this?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow.
I'm surprised he hasn't got you just yet.
Yeah,
Jess?
I mean, no, challenge accepted. I'll pay the $45.
I'm on board with this. We're going to have to...
So I hear you're a cat lady, so...
Yeah, Chandler. Chandler has driven with me many times before. I usually restrain him.
Yep, fair enough.
With ropes and handcuffs.
Now I'm tempted to just let him walk across my dashboard.
No, absolutely not.
Just to see what happens.
I think I'm looking for... We're going to have to get Butch to come up with a name for this segment or something because it's going to return next month. Very exciting. Thank you very much, Butchman.
No worries. Make sure everyone stay safe and don't forget if you've got any dramas, ring 000.
Thanks, Butchman.
One of my favourite guests to have in the studio, Tim.
As always.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Tim, I want to talk about sexting. Because I know, look, it's still early, but it's something important that we need to start talking about with kids in particular, because turns out nearly 30% of teens under 18 have received a sext.
What was that percentage?
30%.
Dang, girl.
Yep, 1 in 4. Crazy. Yeah.
To be honest, that's lower than what I thought it was.
Really?
Kids are messed up, man. In my opinion, if it's on your phone, leave it alone. Stay safe, kids.
All right. I mean, you should write ads for this.
No, because I understand that this is a serious issue, but I think back to when I was between 13 and 17.
Yeah.
And I was definitely doing things on a lot harder devices like MSN and all that. I was definitely doing things I shouldn't have been. It's so easy now. It's so easy. And I was a bad child.
Snapchat is one of those things that I think has made it just so simple.
Someone was telling me, they're like, I don't let my kids have Facebook. I don't let my kids have Instagram, LinkedIn, anything like that. I don't let them have a Bumble account.
I don't have LinkedIn.
But I'll
what 12-year-old has LinkedIn?
Mate, it's never too early to get a job.
Been working at McDonald's for a while.
But Snapchat is the one they should have the least because there's no proof of anything happening.
Absolutely. So the study was done of 100,000 teenagers.
100,000.
And 12% of those teens said that they had also forwarded on a sext without consent of the person who sent it, which is almost as alarming as sending them in the first place. So here is my challenge to...
Is that images or text messages?
Both.
Because I've definitely, everyone screenshots and forwards things on.
Yeah.
You don't need consent for that.
If it's an image,
if it's text and you go, well, this is what this person
Look,
said.
My challenge to any teens that are listening right now, if you get on your way, getting ready for school, please just don't. Just don't send any messages that you wouldn't want anyone else to see.
No, don't because make eye contact with anyone.
Even if you're only sending it to one person, you never know where that thing is going to end up.
Exactly. You just don't trust.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that it is too easy to be a pest at the moment.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, unfortunately, these numbers are only going to get higher, Tim.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Thanks for that. What a
no worries. Happy Wednesday.
Yep.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.